The NCP is very much encouraged about the peaceful beginning of the referendum. The voting has been, in fact, very successful throughout the country. The turnout was very much encouraging. And we think that if this trend continues, we will see a very peaceful and successful referendum process.
Ambassador Ahmed, some people have expressed concern that although residents in the South who chose secession, the sticking point of the outstanding issues could be very tricky. How is the NCP committed to resolve these issues?
When President Bashir visited Juba last week, he made it very clear that the NCP is committed to discussing all of those issues within the remaining 6 months period. That's the post-interim period, which we will have and which will continue up to the 9th of July. And we are very much hopeful that all of those issues will be resolved before the end of this period.
Well, Ambassador Ahmed, as a member of the NCP negotiating team, what areas will you be specifically looking at with the aim of resolving those outstanding issues?
We're having, of course, the border issue, which is to resolve the outstanding 20% of the border, which has not yet been agreed upon. We're having also the citizenship issue, as to say, whether the Southern Sudanese who will be voting for secession today will be still enjoying the nationality of the Sudan, or they will be having their own nationality in the South, as the NCP believes. Whether we will also continue sharing the oil revenues as per the old formula, or are we going to agree on a new formula, having in mind that most of the oil is produced in the South, but it is now exported through pipelines and refineries that are installed in the North. We're having also the IPA issue, which was supposed to have a referendum also on this day, but that referendum was not to be, because we could not agree on the criteria of eligibility for voting. Those are basically the most important issues we are having, among others.
Ambassador Ahmed, is the NCP interested in renegotiating the aspect of the oil production?
Of course, we are. We have to renegotiate that, particularly if there is a vote for secession, because there will be a new state in the South. And this means that the relation will not be at all similar to the one which is now prevailing. So we're going to negotiate that, and it's going to be very tough negotiation, but definitely we're going to agree on something before the end of the post-entering period.
It's Ambassador Ahmed. What is the NCP's message as Southerners vote in this referendum?
We can say for sure that the NCP is the only Sudanese political party that really delivered on this commitment to give the Southerners the right to self-determination and to accept the outcome of the referendum, not ruling the possibility of secession. The NCP is going to live up to this commitment, and the NCP is there for the vision of two neighboring states living in peace.